The New South Wales division of the RSL has been accused of stockpiling hundreds of millions of dollars instead of spending it on veterans in need. The ABC's analysis of the accounts of the 364 RSL sub-branches in the state show a combined worth of almost $500 million in cash, assets and investments. While many of the sub-branches report their wealth individually to the charities regulator, there's been no picture of the overall division's worth until now. And accounting experts say the failure to disclose the overall worth is out of step with Australian Charities and Not-for-Profits Commission governance standards. Angela Lavoie-Pierre has our story.
Ex-serviceman Jay Devereaux is the founder and CEO of an organisation called Veterans 360, which helps homeless veterans.
Especially those that are sleeping rough, will dispatch very quickly, usually within a few hours, and flies where the veteran is and provide them instant, face-to-face, one-on-one support and assistance.
It's a charity that survives on donations, a bit of help from the Department of Veterans Affairs and the work of volunteers. But there's no help from the RSL.
I've been asking RSL New South Wales and sub-branches for funds for 12 months. To date, we've had one RSL club that has provided us with a very generous donation of $4,000. And that assisted us greatly. But that's about what we spend in a week.
RSL New South Wales has provided documents to the ABC revealing its sub-branches have a combined worth of almost $500 million. More than $148 million of that is held in property and almost $350 million in cash and investments. Much of that wealth comes from the sale of valuable club properties. In Sydney, Auburn RSL sub-branch has almost $22 million in cash and investments. Five Dock has $19 million and Bankstown $15 million. Not all of them are so lucky. The sub-branch in the south coast town of Coaldale has a grand total of $4,300 in the same column. The Vice President of North Bondi RSL, James Brown, says $500 million is a lot of money for the organisation to have.
When you look at other veterans' charities, it's an extraordinary amount of money. Much of that is in property, so it's not immediately available, but there are large sums in cash, I think more than most people would have expected. Well, I think a lot of RSL members would be surprised themselves that the organisation has that much in funding sitting in bank accounts.
Dr Sandra Vanderland specialises in charities accounting.
RSL New South Wales really should be including the financial information of the sub-branches in their reporting to the public. And secondly, if that information was included, it'd become obvious the stockpiling of cash and other assets that sub-branches hold for the charitable purpose of the organisation.
Dr Vanderland says that could be a problem.
If they're not using their funds appropriately for a charitable purpose, they might be breaching some form of regulation. They're certainly breaching governance standards about being responsible for the money that they hold on behalf of the charity.
The president of RSL New South Wales, John Haynes, says the charity's wealth is no secret.
There's common knowledge within our community, as with probably with other communities. I don't check on other communities to see what they've got.
And John Haynes insists the RSL is doing its job as a charity.
I believe we do carry out our purpose. I think we can get better, and we're proposing that we do get better. We're proposing, of course, that we make sure we place all that we do before our membership.
Jay Devereaux from Veterans 360 says there's room for the RSL to do much more in providing direct services to veterans.
Having that kind of money, that kind of resource sitting there doing nothing except earning interest is quite distressing, because that money could be used here and now.
And that's John Haynes, the RSL New South Wales president, ending that report from Angela Lavoie-Pierre.